Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Rich Daughtridge, who's the CEO of High Rock Group, launching the new Warehouse Cinemas on the Golden Mile in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Rich, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Jason, thanks for having me.
Now, when I was growing up in Frederick, there used to be three movie theaters on Route 40 there, the Golden Mile. There was the one at the Hoist at the Mall, which I know is where you guys are sort of going to be. There was another one at the shopping, one of the shopping centers there, and then there was like a $1.99 theater as well over by Butterfly Lane. Now, all of those have closed. They haven't been there in a while. So just talk about big picture that before we get to the specifics of the theater, talk about sort of, you know, how you're hoping to revive what movie going there, you know, on the Golden Mile there.
Yeah, there were a number of movie theaters in Frederick back in the day, and you know, we've been looking at Frederick, Maryland for a while now, trying to find a location. And like you said, the Hoyts was available. It's a 10 screen there. And, you know, our estimates based on our research are that we're going to deliver about 400,000 people to the cinema, which will also impact all the businesses neighboring. So we're extremely excited about it. We're very close to opening and looking forward to making an impact on all things economic development around that area.
Now, you were saying, you mentioned, you know, you've had your eye on Frederick for a while. What was attractive to that area? You know, you're talk just sort of for radio, paint a little visual picture for me. Like, you know, you're kind of situated up against the mountains there. It's kind of picturesque, but just kind of explain, why that was like a desirable for you guys.
Yeah, so for locations that we consider opening movie theaters in, we do a market analysis. And what's attractive about Frederick is that there's a high level of disposable income. There's a population base that can support movie going. And then we also look at the competitive analysis, and there's really now only left one location, which is on the other side of Frederick. So it happens to be about 30 minutes from our headquarters as well, so that's always helpful. But, no, I think the Frederick market, you know, it's about 30 minutes or so outside of D.C. It's a really, really cool area, really nice downtown, lots of great restaurants. It's a place where people can go out and sort of dine at independent restaurants and things like that. So for us, we felt like, you know, all the demos lined up and it was convenient and, you know, we're excited to attract lots of people to the movies.
So that's a good gift. That sort of leads me to another question is this like a one-off, or are there other warehouse cinemas? You know, is it like part of sort of like a chain in other locations around the area?
It is an independent cinema. So we have launched two other movie theaters, one in Hagerstown, Maryland, and then one in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. We had since sold those in early 2019. But we've always wanted to have do this brand, which is Warehouse Cinemas. We've been working at it for about 4 or 5 years, trying to find our first location, and ideally with a close by location. So it is an independent cinema. It is our only location right now, but we are looking at other locations around the country. They're very capital intensive, so it is tough to get funding for something like this, especially banks, and these times are definitely not easy. But we're hoping to do more than just Frederick. This is our flagship, so we're excited about it.
So this is the first one you're going to call Warehouse, though. Like the Hagerstown in Waynesboro were called something else?
Yeah, Hagerstown was called Leitersburg Cinemas. It was actually the movie theater, again, a 10-screen that I grew up going to, but it was in it was just in bad shape, and we took it over, renovated it, sort of did VIP recliners before they were popular, and just sort of brought it back to life. But we kept the brand Leitersburg Cinemas, and then our one in Pennsylvania, we kept it Waynesboro Theater, just because it's really the movie, the brand that people recall. So we didn't feel the need to rebrand that. But Warehouse Cinemas is a brand new, brand and logo and all those things. We have a trademark, and basically we're going to ramp from here using the Warehouse Cinemas name.
Cool, man. I love that you're doing that. Talk about what exactly is the – are you, like, sort of taking over the actual space that used to be the Hoyts, you know, or is it sort of a demo? Because I know the Fredericktown Mall there, I think it officially closed in, like, 2013, but it was basically a ghost town, you know, years before that. I think there's maybe like a Home Depot or a Boscos or something kind of close over there, but there's really not much that's been there in recent years. So are you guys sort of taking, are you using the mall space as it existed, or are you kind of just demoing and starting over?
So, yeah, it's on one side there's Home Depot that's operating, on the other side there's Boscos, but everything in between is the old Fredericktown Mall, and it is literally an abandoned mall. So what we did is we took over the exact bones of the Hoyt Cinemas that you mentioned earlier. So it is 10 screen. What's nice about it is all 10 screens have a slightly flat and sloped floor, so they're already ready to go. The ceiling heights are perfect. But we did a complete gut job of the whole thing. I mean, we gutted it, not only the actual Hoyts area, the 10 screens in the lobby, but also the long hallway that leads out to the front entrance to Route 40 and Golden Mile. But it's a little interesting when you go down that hallway. We built a wall that separates what used to be the mall, but there's emergency exit doors that you can actually, if you have a key, get into and look around, and it is a dusty, old, sort of creepy mall. So it's an interesting place to be. But we hope it comes back. You know, we hope that there's an entertainment uses that the landlord is considering, and we hope that, you know, we have neighboring tenants soon after we launch.
So that's something you guys have sort of been, you know, at least in discussions with. Are other real retailers planning to move back into the mall, like around surrounding you guys, or do you sort of – Is it like a destination next to an old historic abandoned thing that you'll have for a while?
Yeah, we're definitely a destination. I mean, our company, High Rock Group, that is one of the backers of this, is a marketing agency at our core. So while we rely on the studios to get the word out on films, we also do our own marketing. So as a result, we can be a destination a little bit more maybe than others because we have that expertise in house. But yeah, our location in Hagerstown was literally in the middle of a cornfield. It was about 4 or 5 miles outside of town. It was a 10-screen movie theater that started with 2 screens and added 8 more eventually. And you had to be a destination for that location. So we learned how to drive traffic. We did quite a bit of event marketing, and obviously social media, and our websites are all built in-house. All the stuff to really drive traffic. And I think what we do well, maybe compared to other major chains, is we actually augment the marketing of the film and create events out of them. And I think that's allowing us to be a destination.
Cool. Well, hey, if you're in the middle of the cornfield, it's an endless supply of popcorn there, man. that was out in Hagerstown, but no. All right, cool. Let's get a little into some more of the specifics then. Like, so how would you describe the overall, let's start big and work in. How would you describe like the overall, you know, design, you know, Art Deco, or what, you know, I assume you're playing into the warehouse name. So explain, you know, the design.
Yeah, so it's what we call modern industrial with a mix of eco-modern. So we, you know, it's all things concrete floors, and all of our auditoriums actually are sea container doors. We actually retrofitted a sea container sort of faux entrance before you get into the promenade, and you know, so it's a lot of metals, we have this really cool wood treatment around the entire lobby. So it's different than any movie theater that we've ever seen. We're anti, you know, fluorescent lights and sort of glowing and bright blues and reds. We have these orange pops. Our bar, for example, is actually a converted sea container, 20-foot sea container that's converted. We cut it out, painted it, but you see the wear and tear of that sea container that's been across the ocean multiple trips. And I think it's that look and feel that we're going for that sort of matches all things warehouse cinemas. But at the same time, it's this cool design that you would almost find like in a brewery, if you will, sort of very comfortable, authentic. But at the same time, the auditoriums, everything we're doing from a presentation perspective, audio, visual, is at the highest quality possible. So, and it is very, very nice. 100% leather recliners. We even have seat warmers in the recliner. So while it's this very polished industrial, I guess is a good way to put it as well.
Cool. Yeah. So, that sort of leads me into the next thing, the seats. You mentioned recliners. how many seats in the, I assume you said it's the Hoyt, it's the 10 auditoriums, 10 screens. You know, give me a breakdown of, you know, how many seats that fills and then the reclining seats and that kind of thing.
Yes, we have 10 auditoriums. 7 of those 10 are sort of smaller auditoriums that have about 60 leather recliners in them. So, and then we have 3 that we would call a large to mid-size. One is about 160 seats. That's our Dolby Atmos screen. And then the other 2 are about the same size at about 140 each. So basically three larger auditoriums and then 7 smaller auditoriums. But they all have the same leather recliners. They all have the same design. They're just a little bit, you know, different sizes.
Okay, cool. And I assume it's like that stadium-style seating like you'd see at a multiplex. It's not like a flat old movie palace. It's like a stadium-style.
It is actually flat with a slight slope. So what's unique about Warehouse Cinemas that we haven't talked about yet is we actually have a patent-pending technology. And essentially, it's as simple as a raised and slightly tilted screen. It's at about 12 degrees tilt and raised. And what happens in that case is we've done the ergonomic research around with our patent application. This has been a few years ago. That basically allows for the optimal line of sight. So what's happened in the industry is those that have created these steep stadium auditoriums, when they converted to leather recliners and had that amenity, which everyone expects now, that row, the top 2 rows of that auditorium, looking at a flat screen, actually was not an optimal line of sight. You actually, at some level, look through your feet to watch the movie.
Gotcha.
So maybe not that dramatic, but what we did was said, you know, Warehouse Cinemas, like, what's the future of the industry? The future of the industry, we don't believe, is stadium seating. It's actually a flat floor in many cases. We'll find warehouses, big box stores, things like that, and we'll actually raise and tilt the screen. And if you see our diagram of our ergonomic research, even the front row of those auditoriums are actually not a bad seat in the house because you have that raised sort of tilted screen. And it's basically the angle between the flat floor, the reclining seat, you know, a leather recliner that goes all the way back almost, and then this slightly tilted screen. And when you experience it, it is hopefully more immersive.
That's cool. And that's called Skyview?
Yeah, so we trademarked the name Skyview, SKY, and then capital VUE. So it's basically this concept of, you know, the angle at which you're watching the movie is a slight tilt, and it's the optimal line of sight.
Cool. And then for the, you know, put on, continue, keep your you know, geeking out, you know, cinephile hat on, right, tech specs hat on right now. For the audio, it's Dolby Atmos.
So we have one of the 10 is Dolby Atmos. So that is you know, an object based sound. That you'll see, you know, your booming movies, your Star Wars movies, your Fast and Furious movies will be mastered in Dolby Atmos if the cinephiles will recognize that word. And basically it means just a fuller, a better sound all the way around. I mean, it's immersive is the industry term. The other 9 auditoriums are still Dolby 7.1. And all 10 auditoriums are laser 4K projectors. So it's the top of the line projection system, great light, and just bright picture. And then the sound is state of the art as well.
Cool. And then your big, do you have any dimensions on the screen? I mean, I assume it's not IMAX, right? But what's your biggest screen?
Yeah. Most of our auditoriums go wall to wall. So again, the presentation is meant to be the best that's out there right now. So I would say our screen size average is about 20, 22 feet, something like that. So our small auditorium is about 20, and I think our large auditorium is probably 20, 26, maybe even 30, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I would say the average is probably in the mid-20s as far as the screen size, which is a large screen. The presentation, it fills the screen. It's just, it's they're all, you know, obviously brand new screens, state-of-the-art screens. So it's in our opinion, it's the best picture and the best sound that you have out there.
Cool. Real quick, take me into the food and beverages. I know that's sort of the, you know, movie theaters in recent years have seen bars pop up and stuff like that. So what, you know, what do you got going to munch on and drink?
Yeah, so one of the things that makes us unique, Warehouse Cinemas, is that we are trying to find the right balance, and we think we've figured it out, between this sort of what some independent cinemas or national chains will offer is the in-theater dining option, which is also ordering your food inside the auditoriums. We don't love that model because, frankly, we feel like it's distracting from the movie. But we also recognize the fact that food and beverage need to be part of the movie-going experience in the future for us to basically thrive. So what we've done is we have a fast casual model. So it's basically you come to the lobby, you come to the concession area, you order your food, you pick it up. If the movie's already started, you can go into your auditorium and we'll give you a silenced, you know, vibrating notification system, little pager system, and you'll come back out. So that's how we're sort of finding that balance between not being a restaurant and still being movie first. And then the other thing that's unique about us is we do have a full bar. So we'll have a full shelf of good wines. We'll have a full cocktail menu, some signature drinks. But then also what makes us unique is we have a 28-tap beer system. And the 28-tap beer system is also a self-serve system. So the way it works is you basically get ID'd, you get a card, you put money on the card. It limits your amount of ounces you can drink at any given time. And then you basically take that card to the 28 tap wall, and you can test, you know, try beers, and it charges you per ounce. And then whenever you're ready to pour the full beer, you pour your own beer, and then you basically hang out in the lobby, or you can take it into the cinema.
Gotcha. And what are we looking at in terms of ticket prices or any discount deals or special day, you know, if it's cheaper one day or not, you know, any promotions, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the way we're describing it, we have a – like we're saying this every single time, we have a unique approach to that. So we have a what we consider a dynamic pricing model, and it's a basic dynamic pricing model. But essentially, when there are those times, like on Tuesday mornings, you'll be able to get the same movie, the same seat for $5. So it is basically our Tuesday special, if you will, and the industry sort of has that throughout. So same recliner, same movie, all those things, it's $5. On a Friday and Saturday night, it goes up significantly. So it sort of ranges. We have four different tiers throughout the day. But the way we describe it is ticket prices are about a $12 median, if you will. So you're going to go somewhere a little above or a little below on that throughout the week. And peak demand times, it's just higher. Lower demand times, it's a little cheaper. And we've had success with that at our other locations. That simple strategy really allows folks, you know, to basically change their behavior sometimes if they want a cheaper ticket price, but they get to experience movies. They get to experience movies at a better ticket price, sometimes as low as $5 in our case. And what that does for us is just drives tremendous traffic to the location. And frankly, for a community like Frederick, allows more people to enjoy movies.
Cool, man. All right. Well, just in closing then, the elephant in the room, the coronavirus, how has that affected, you know, the launch? Are you guys, like, I guess I should ask, what was the original date you were hoping to launch? And then, I mean, obviously it's all going to affect, you know, by Governor Hogan's phased reopening, whenever we can do all that. But, you know, when was the original launch date? And then, you know, are you thinking about pushing it back, or where do we stand?
Yeah, it is the big question of whether or not Governor Hogan will allow movie theaters to assemble. We feel strongly. We've been working with our national association, and I'm also a board member of a Independent Cinema Alliance, which is a national board, really trying to push states like Maryland to allow movie theaters to open responsibly. So the question is, when will we open? We don't know. We were hoping this week, honestly, that Governor Hogan would come out and allow for us to have allow us to open at limited capacity. Churches are open, casinos are open, restaurants are open. There's really no reason, based on the protocols that we already have in place, that we can't open. So we're hopeful. Hopefully this month, late this month, we'll be able to open. We're ready to go. We have about another week worth of construction, just sort of punch list stuff.
And we've been, you know, delayed slightly on our construction. We were hoping like end of June. So if we, and so we have about, you know, 4 week time frame there. We had some supply chain issues as far as getting some things in house, but, you know, we're ready to go. So I think it's, we're really working hard to push the governor and his office to allow us to open responsibly. One thing I will point out too. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing I'll point out too is we feel strongly that masks will be required when we do open. It's an important element of our safety protocol. We have cleaning protocols in place. We have masks. We have the social distancing. Our POS automatically adds buffer, 2 seats of buffer between all reservations. So we already have our automatic distancing built in. So all the things are set up. They're set up that way across most, I would imagine, exhibitors around the country. So we're imploring Governor Hogan and his team to really, really consider it strong for us to open soon.
Cool. And then I guess the other component there, too, is, you know, not only being able to reopen, but, you know, maybe some of the harder hit states, California or New York or wherever, like if it's the whether Hollywood delays the releases of, you know, Christopher Nolan's Tenet or Disney's Mulan. I mean, those have been pushed back like twice already. There's rumors it might get pushed again, depending, you know, when they actually release those big tentpole movies. How is that going to affect you guys? Are there other, you know, other smaller movies or older movies you'll screen in the meantime if those get delayed, you know, even more? Or what's sort of the plan with what you'll actually show?
Yeah, there's no doubt that it's a challenge. I mean, Tenet is still holding for August. Mulan is holding for August. And there's a movie called Unhinged from Solstice Studios that's holding for the end of July. To be honest, I'm not optimistic those movies are not going to get bumped based on what's happening in California and New York. But it is a challenge. So what most exhibitors are doing around the country that are open, especially in the states like Texas and places like that, is they're doing a repertoire film. So they're doing retro movies, are doing independent film, you know, the movies, the classic movies that we all liked growing up. So the challenge is that lasts for a while. You can sort of have that, we're estimating, for about 4 weeks, because at the end of the day, you can watch those movies at home. There's only certain movies that you need to see at the movie theater. So I think it's the challenge is picking the right film. There's a level of marketing associated with that. We're looking at a bunch of really sort of fun events to do once we do open. But I think it's going to be a combination of the retro films and then, you know, hopefully by kind of sometime in August we'll have a tentpole movie that we can rely on to drive ticket sales. But I would say it's definitely not easy.
Yeah, man, interesting time to be launching a movie theater or any restaurant or any business right now. There's so many unknowns. But best of luck navigating these tricky waters here, and hopefully everyone can get out there when it's actually safe and everything. And because I really do appreciate, like, I'm telling you, man, my wife and I, we drive the Golden Mile, and we think, man, I just think about back when it was such a booming area with all those movie theaters, and I would love to see it come back, and I love you guys. I mean, I think you guys could be an anchor for all that. So best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think you know, movie going is going to come back. I think going to the movie theater is it's an experience that is a shared experience. So I think you know, there will be movies that will go on demand, but I think just like restaurants, just like going out to eat, I think people want to go out, have a shared experience. There's community that's created in an auditorium that even if they're strangers in the same auditorium, you sort of laugh together, and it's different. You know, it's different when you're in that big screen and, you know, hopefully the sound and picture is at the highest quality possible. But we believe in the industry for the long term. Not that it doesn't have its headwinds and its challenges, but we believe that people are sort of wired as humans to go out and have fun, and in our case, come out to the movies.
I'm with you, man. Perfectly said. Perfect place to leave it. So, hey, thanks so much, Rich. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.